So my background is in accountancy. I was doing it for 12 years. Even though I'd done well in my career, I knew it's not what I wanted to be doing forever. Joined the academy in April last year, and then within a month, we had the keys to our first properties. The revenue that we were bringing in was about 3.5K.
That's madness. How do you juggle a full-time demanding job as a chartered accountant, being a monk, and trying to set up a property business? How did you juggle that?
Building the business, doing 1 hour a day to bring the baby to viewings and stuff.
Really?
Yeah.
How much profit are you making?
About 7,500.
Yeah, I mean, you make it to retirement age. That's when you're supposed to go and enjoy your life. You haven't really got energy yet.
You could quit like that. So now you're not a bitch.
We wouldn't be here without you. You know, you've changed our lives.
Lamina and Sadie, thanks for coming to my house.
No problem at all.
You guys are like a power couple within property, dominating the market, financially free, and you were a chartered accountant.
That's correct, yeah. So my background is in accountancy. I was doing it for 12 years. So I became a chartered accountant, did my ACCA qualifications. I didn't actually go to university though. Kind of always knew university wasn't for me. So I actually did the whole apprenticeship route.
Okay.
Whereby I was just went straight into working and got trained up as an accountant and studied part-time. So I did that, worked my way up, became chartered, earned a good salary, and yeah, so that was my background.
Amazing. And like, do you guys as a couple, do you work together on the property stuff, or do you have different departments? How does it work?
So we work together. She deals with certain things, I deal with certain things, but it's all together at the same time.
Who was it that started in property and said, this is what we want to do?
Me.
Yeah. What did you think about that?
Yeah, I mean, you know what? I've always liked property anyway. I had my own place before. She had her own place before. So we both were into property anyway. But yeah, it was generally her idea. And yeah.
Were you skeptical at all? Or were you just like, yes?
No, I was like, yes. I was like, let's go. Yes. Let's do this.
Yeah. And how did you first like decide that you wanted to go full time into property? Like how did you go from accounts to property?
So for me, I always knew that even though I'd done well in my career, I knew it's not what I wanted to be doing forever. I didn't want to be working forever till retirement. So I knew that I wanted to get into something else. And I'd actually tried other businesses before. Like I tried network marketing before, I'd done a bit of trading before. But when I heard about property and I came across you, actually in lockdown, I first heard about Samuel Leeds. And I joined, you had like an online 365 course at the time. So I joined that, but I wasn't in the right headspace at the time. It's only when we came down to a crash course, was it December 2021? We came down to the first crash course and just hearing like what was possible and what you can achieve through property. We sort of took our journey sort of further from then. Then enrolled on the SA and HMO course in April last year.
Watching a lot of your videos as well.
Back to back. I think it's really important personally, if you want to achieve something, to be around other people that are doing that. Yeah. How has your environment changed and how has that helped since you got started in property?
Yeah, no, it's good to be around like-minded people, just for the fact that they boost you on, keep you going. You can have the right conversations and yeah, just talk to the right people and they just motivate you. I tell you what I've noticed is if somebody is on a completely different path to you, even if you're friends, you're both going to live two completely different lives. If somebody's doing exactly the same thing as you, you can both be on the same level, motivate each other, boost each other's confidence when, you know, just, yeah.
So what was your first deal then? When did that happen?
So we joined the academy in April last year, and then within a month, we had the keys to our first property. So May 2022.
Fast.
Yeah, really, really fast. Yeah.
And talk through how that happened then. Like, how did you find it? What were the figures?
Before joining the academy, we actually was trying to get rent to SAs, but it just wasn't happening. So once we did the training, within a few weeks, we then made it happen. So it was through an estate agent. We went and met the estate agent and it turned out that that particular property, it was being let to a company, but it was their employees that were staying in there. But their landlord was open to company lets. So that's how we managed to sort of persuade the estate agent and the landlord, because they were sort of already sort of open to it. So that was a really, really good deal. So with this one, the rent was including bills, which was $1,500 a month. And then we just had to pay council tax on top of that. So all in all, our bills came to about $2,000 when you include booking fees. Yeah. However, the income, the revenue that we're bringing in was about $3,500 from that property. So we're making about 1,500 profit from that property, and it's a it was a beautiful two-bed apartment.
Overlooking the lake.
It was in Milton Keynes.
So when you saw the money coming in, like all the bookings and that, with a profit of 1,500 a month, what did you think?
We need to repeat this.
That was actually a wild card, because we aimed to get all of our properties within the central Milton Keynes. So this property we're talking about isn't within central. Sadie said, listen, I've got a wild card. I don't know if it's going to work, but it's a beautiful place. Let's do it. I knew the area anyway. So we kind of just gave it a go, and it turned out to be our most profitable SA.
What would you have done if it didn't work? Did you have break clauses in place?
Of course.
Yeah, we had a 6-month break clause in place.
Right. So worst case, if it's not making any money, after 6 months, you just hand the keys back, walk away.
Yes, exactly.
How much money was needed in total to get it all set up?
About 3,000, because it was already fully furnished. So it was literally just deposit up front and first month's rent.
So £3,000 and then making 1,500 profit a month.
Yeah.
That's madness.
Yeah.
Within 2 months, made our money back.
Yeah.
And now you still got that, presumably.
We haven't actually got that one anymore.
Yeah. What? Okay. Tell me what happened. Is that the only one that you lost? Or?
Yeah, just the one.
What happened? Did the landlord find out how much money you were making or something?
So because this was our first one, obviously it's been a learning curve. At the beginning, we didn't have certain things in place. Yeah. So there was parties that were thrown at the beginning.
Yeah.
And the management of the block got involved, escalated, and we actually ended up having to give that one back.
Damn.
Yeah, yeah. So that was a...
But that could have been the end of you right there.
That could have been.
Yeah.
Did you feel like quitting at that point? Were you gutted?
We were very gutted. To be fair, the landlord or the landlady, she was very fond of us. So even after the party, she was still kind of fighting our corner to try and keep the property.
Right.
Because she liked everything we were doing with the property.
Damn. So what did you learn from that? In future, how do you stop that happening?
So we've put so much in place now. So we do minimum 2-night bookings.
Yeah.
We've got cameras in all of our properties now, so we can see what's going on. And yeah, we just make sure that we're vetting the guests before they come a lot more. So taking their ID, we take deposits, we just make sure that, say they're booking, that they don't actually live in the area already, because then you know that they're going to be throwing it for a party.
Interesting. Yeah, that's a good point.
Yeah.
So basically, if someone lives in Milton Keynes, but then they want to book a property in Milton Keynes for the night,
don't make
sense.
Something's up.
But if they live in Wales or London and they're traveling, then it makes sense that they want to stay there.
Exactly. Yeah. And then we always try and call when they've checked in, just to make sure they've checked in okay and et cetera. Mm. And then you can sort of get a feel if anything's up or whatever. But since then, we've not had any issues.
And the thing is, you got that deal within 3 weeks. You got the keys within 3 weeks of starting the training. Yeah. So it's like, you know, you're going to make mistakes on your first deal. As it happens, the mistake meant that you had to give the keys back to the property. Some people would have quit at that point. What was it that kept you going?
Do you know what? We knew that it was a mistake that was made. We learned from it. And it was just a case of just onwards and upwards.
Yeah.
You know.
To be fair, the main thing we thought about is what can we do? What can we put in place to prevent this from happening again? One thing that really has helped is the cameras. Just for the fact that it's connected to our phones. If we see, for example, if 2 people have booked it to check in, if we see more than 2 people coming in and certain things don't add up, I can quickly, Milton Keynes isn't that big, so I can quickly go over there and make sure everything's okay.
Dan, they wouldn't want that.
They wouldn't want that at all,
They wouldn't want that. Talking of you going over, like now, how many properties have you got now?
6.
6. Presumably, you're not having to go over back and forth.
No.
Right, because you couldn't be.
No.
I mean, you're now full-time in property. You're financially free. You've quit your job. You're still working. You enjoy your job.
I enjoy my job. Yeah, I enjoy my job. You know what? I haven't had to. So what we're doing is we can run it while I'm still working. In future ventures, I'm going to be a lot more hands-on. So I most probably will.
All right, exciting. We won't say too much, but we'll say watch this space.
Watch this space.
But the bottom line is, I mean, how much profit are you making across with your deal selling, your rent to rents on average per month right now, just from the property business?
From the property is about 7,500.
Yeah.
Nice.
So that's a mixture of rent to rents and deal selling.
Yeah.
So from rent to rents, we're making about 4.5. The properties are making about 4.5 profit.
We're selling about a deal a month.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, good. So that's like, basically, that's full-time salary for 2 people.
Yes.
Which is incredible. Yeah. So you quit being an accountant?
Yeah, done.
When did you quit?
I quit in September. So 4 months after joining the academy, we had 4 properties at the time, and that enabled me to leave my job and just go full time in property.
How did you enjoy your job before quitting? Did you love it? Did you not like it?
Oh, I was ready to go.
Why did you not like it?
I just knew that it wasn't my passion. Mm. I just kind of fell into accountancy. Like when I left school, like all my friends were off to university and stuff, and it's not what I wanted to do. But I went down the accountancy route, but I knew I just didn't have a passion for it. Mm. I knew that there was more out there. So leaving my job is just been the best thing ever. Like now I can enjoy property. I enjoy what I'm doing. I'm more present with my family. And yeah, I would recommend it to anyone.
Me and Sadie, we talk about this as well. What we've noticed in these kind of companies, the higher you go, the more time you've got to sacrifice. Right. So you become a manager, the more time you've got to put in at work. You know, you finish work, you got to come home, you kind of bring the work home, you're still working. So I think the main thing with us was time, because time is priceless, you know,
It's so true. You work your way up the corporate ladder, get to the top of the ladder and realise you climbed the wrong ladder.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, and many people, here's the interesting thing, many people don't like their jobs. Maybe how you didn't love accountancy. And you got chartered as well, so you're pretty high up as an accountant.
Yeah.
You know, you get chartered, you're an accountant, but then it's like, well, what's the other option? Because you need the money to be able to pay for the rent and the mortgage and the car. What's the option? So people end up just spending their whole life until they're in their 60s or even 70s doing something they don't like, wasting their life away. And that's one of the reasons why I set up the academy in the first place, to help people live the life that they actually want to live. So, you know, I'm really glad to see that you're living your best lives.
Yeah.
I mean, you make it to, what time's the retirement age?
It's 67.
That's when you're supposed to go and enjoy your life if you haven't really got energy at those kind of ages, you know what I'm saying?
You ain't going to the beach with your beach bars.
Exactly that. And I just think it just seems like a trap, or it just doesn't make sense to me, you know?
And now as well, you're still working right now in your job, but you know that you could quit if you want.
If I wanted to, I could.
You could quit like that. So now you're not a bitch.
Yeah.
Because now it's like, I come because I want to.
Yeah.
But if someone's treating you terribly, you're not thinking, oh, I just have to stomach it because otherwise I'll be on the streets. I need to pay my bills. But going to work because you want to, as opposed to have to, is a good thing.
Yeah, it's different, very different, yeah.
What's been the most exciting part of your experience in property so far?
For me, it's just meeting people that I never would have met outside of property. Like the friendships I've made on the academy has just been the best bit. And as we talked about earlier, the environment, like being surrounded by people that are on the same path or on similar paths, that just want more out of life, that are doing well, that are giving back. Being surrounded by those sort of people has just been the best thing. Best thing for me.
I mean, the academy is priceless. You get to meet people you might not meet in your everyday life, you know. And for example, our latest JV with an academy member, Harry, he invested, just because we're on the academy, seeing what we're doing, he invested 5K into us, without even knowing us properly. Yeah, there's nowhere else people will do that, you know? He just watched our story, he liked what it was about, and he wanted to get involved, and he invested.
It's powerful, bro. The power of the gold badge.
Yeah.
Question as well, for you, Sadie, particularly. How do you juggle? You got started on the academy before you.
Before me, yeah.
Right? But how do you juggle a full-time demanding job as a chartered accountant? Being a mum, because you're a mum, right?
I'm a mum, yeah.
How many kids you got?
Just the one.
Okay, but
nearly
still.
Nearly 2-year-old, yeah.
Right, 1-2-year-old hard.
Mm-hmm.
And trying to set up a property business. Having a property not work out and there's parties, you have to give the keys back. How did you juggle that, and how did you get through that with all the stuff that you had on at the time?
So when I was still working full time, I literally had to timetable everything that I was doing. I literally had to fit in building a property business into the nooks and crannies of time that I had. And that's something that I learned from the academy. And it was actually Huston that talked about sort of building a business, doing 1 hour a day. Like you can do it using 1 hour a day. So I was using my lunch breaks to make calls to agencies. In the evenings when the baby would go down to sleep, that's when I'm doing my leads and just doing my viewings on weekends. So just had to fit it into spare hours of time that I had.
Did you have to bring the baby to viewings
and
stuff?
I had to bring the baby to viewings and stuff. Really? Yeah. And do you know what? At the beginning, that was something that I sort of shied away from. I thought, oh my gosh, if I bring my son along, it's not going to look professional and things like that. And it's the complete opposite. I found that bringing him along, and that's something that I learned from JL, who's also got a young son. Yeah. She used to just take her son with her, bring him anywhere.
Oh, she
and
does?
Yeah, she does.
She'll be like to me, she'll be like, oh, can you hold him for a minute? I'm like, okay. Yeah. She's there, I'm about to negotiate, give me one sec. He just comes, you know. Yeah. They're just like together constantly.
Exactly.
And sometimes I think as a mom, and I can't speak as a mom, right? I've got three kids, but I'm not a mom. But sometimes as a mom, you think when you've got kids, I have to be at home with the kids. But actually, you can take them to work.
Yes.
If you're going on viewings and things, you can take them out. Yeah. What did you think, Lamina, when you saw how well the results were coming? Because I know it was interesting because you joined the academy like a year ago.
Yeah, nearly April last year.
April last year, coming up to a year. But then it was about 6 months later when then you joined the academy. So what was that about? What happened?
I saw what she was doing. I saw the energy she was bringing as well. Everything. Well, we manifest things as well. So it's a case where I saw everything that we're manifesting is coming. It's coming true. All it needs is your energy. Obviously, put your energy in, put your work rate in. And yeah, I saw everything coming together and I thought, yeah, you know what? I need to be part of this. And she kept saying, you know what, babe? You need to join the academy, join the academy. Because I'm skeptical at times, you know? Like, but when things make sense to me, I mean, yeah, I'm all go.
But since then, you've been recommending all your friends and family.
Yeah, yes. Most definitely.
We've had a whole bunch of people come down and they're like, oh, Lamina and Sadie, you know, we know them and with their friends, family, whatever, which is just incredible because it's about spreading the message. And a lot of people think, you know, they might just watch a YouTube video and they've never come to any events. They've never had anyone in their circle that has become financially free in property. And they'll be watching thinking, you know, really? You know what I mean? There must be a catch somewhere. What's going on? And I guess the catch is, it's hard work.
It is hard work.
It's hustle and grind. And the catch is, you have to invest at some point. Yeah, we do £1 courses and there's YouTube, but at some point, if you want to get mentored and really trained, there's an investment. Not just an investment of money, but also an investment of time. You've got to take your kids out on viewings. And I think that's the catch.
Yeah.
If you do for 12 months what most people wouldn't do, other chartered accountants, they'll see you relaxing, going on viewings in the sun with your kid. And they'll be like, oh, I wish I could do that. But you did what they weren't prepared to do.
That's it.
Exactly. That's
it. Talk to me about the hard times. What was the most difficult point when you wanted to quit, if there was one?
I've never wanted to quit, but the most difficult time was when we lost that property because I had just given my notice in. Yeah.
And did you have other properties or was that the only one?
No, we had, luckily, we had a couple of other properties. I think we had four at the time.
Okay.
So that one was going, but that was the big earner.
That was a grand and a half.
That was a grand.
The others are what, like 800, 900?
Yeah.
Right.
So losing that one, just like, I could have quit, but in my head, it was never an option of quitting. It was just a case of, okay, I need to go out and grind harder to get some more properties.
Yeah.
And that's exactly what we did. Yeah. So
that's it. You know what? We got the email on the same day as, was it the awards ceremony? We got the email that morning saying that the block management company isn't happy for us to run it as an SA. So we got to take it off immediately. Was it immediately or they gave us a week to take it off?
At first they said immediately, then they gave us a bit of time.
Then they gave us a little bit of time. So it was actually on the day of the award ceremony, your one. Right. So.
And how did that make you feel? Was it like, oh, now I'm going to be celebrating everyone's success, seeing people giving awards and I've had this taken off me? Or was it like, what was going on emotionally?
It was more of, we needed a booster. So we knew the award ceremony would kind of boost us anyway.
And did it? You
know? It definitely did.
And that's why, again, coming back to environment, that's so key. Like, if we didn't have that, we probably would have just stayed more in a low. But coming to the academy, dinner that evening, just boosts us back up. And it's like, right, okay, let's get back up and go again.
Yeah.
And that's what it comes down to.
Life is life, you know. It's never going to be a smooth sailing. Things can happen. It's about how you deal with it, you know. So it's a case where we could have moped about and said, oh, no, this has happened. What are we going to do now? But no, that's not us.
What's the hardest aspect to running a property business? Is it finding the deals? Is it pitching the landlords on the deals? Is it running the properties and systemizing it? Like, is it getting the guests? What's the most difficult bit, which involves the most training and knowledge?
Definitely getting the deals at the beginning.
Yeah.
Because it is a grind. And I can't remember if I said to you before, but before we came on the academy, we were trying for a long time to get service accommodation apartments, and we were just continuously getting no's. No one was getting what we were trying to sort of bring to them. It's only when we came on the academy and got training by yourselves and learned what to do, learned the script, that's when we learned how to get essays. That was the most challenging bit. But once we started to get them, it's then, okay, managing the essays. And then the next challenge is, okay, now we need to systemize it.
Right.
So you have different challenges as you go along the process.
On the mastermind every week, pretty much I always say, you're always going to have problems.
Yeah.
You're never going to be in a situation where you're property business, because to begin with, the problem might be, I need to find a deal. Then it's, I need to find an investor. Then it's, I need to get the landlord to agree. Then it's, oh, I need the contracts. Then it's, oh, there's a problem with the contract. Then it's, I need to sit, like, there's always going to be a problem. You know, it might be the problem is once you're doing really well, damn, now I need to pay tax. How can I save tax? And I think on the weekly masterminds, that's why it's really interesting watching everyone with different challenges, because sometimes people's challenge might be, I'm struggling with motivation, I'm a mom, I've got a job, it's really tough. But then there might be someone else that's like, I'm making 25 grand a month and I've suddenly realised I've got a massive tax bill, how do I save it? And it's just so interesting seeing everyone's different challenges, but you'll never get to a point where you don't have challenges. By very definition of an entrepreneur is someone that solves problems.
Solves problems and keeps going, that's it, yeah.
Absolutely, yeah. What's your reason why? What's your strongest reason for doing this?
We've always wanted to create kind of a foundation, yeah, where our children don't have to, because we didn't come from a rich background. I feel like we got to build for our children, give them the best possible, it's like passing a baton, give them the best possible life that they can live, and so they can pass on to their children and so on. So it is, my why was more for Kareem and our future children as well. I also want to help other people, you know, like it's not about keeping the knowledge to yourself. It's about passing the knowledge on. Same way, people might be working, but they hate their jobs, and I get how they feel. So it's a case where if there's another option where you could do something where you enjoy what you enjoy doing, then yeah. I love to pass that knowledge on, and same thing you do.
Basically. Mate, I was going to say, like, it's so good that you guys have got such big hearts, because a lot of people, they'll become really successful and then they don't even want to come on Winners on a Wednesday, because they're like, oh, if I come on Winners on a Wednesday and I talk about my strategy and my area, everyone's going to want to do it. And it's actually, that's a poverty mindset. There's enough business for everybody to win.
That's it.
And when you think from a position of abundance, you know, you end up helping your family and your friends, but then you collab with them. You know, you do deals together.
Yeah, that's it.
And my why, when I first got into property, my why was for my son. Like, I had to go back to work after 6 months of having him, and I wanted to be more present with him. So my why was being able to get out of work so I can spend more time with him, because, you know, I've grown up with my mum grinding. I think I get my grind from her. So having property there allowed me to do that. And now I'm in a place where I can help other mums. I can help them get out of their jobs and show them what's possible.
Yeah.
And show them that, you know, if you set aside a certain amount of time, you can achieve this, you can get out of work, you can have financial freedom, you can spend more time with your kids. It's so worthwhile, and now I can give back and help other people.
And you've done that massively as well, even within the academy, you know, like to begin with, you know, asking lots of questions, learning, but now I know you still are continuing to learn and you're continuing to grow your own success, but you've been a massive asset to the academy, and just by sharing and giving back and encouraging other people, it's and that's really what it's about. So huge respect. What will be your final words of wisdom or biggest piece of advice to someone watching this video that's thinking, I really want to get started in property, I really want to start making money, but maybe they're wondering, how do I get started?
I'd say just do it and get educated, you know, come down to the £1 crash course. That's what we tell all our friends and family as well. Yeah. You know, come and see Samuel Leeds. Get educated, because we wouldn't be here without you and your training. And we're so grateful for you and everything that you do, because, you know, you've changed our lives, you know, just in the short amount of time that we've been on your courses, you've changed our lives. So,
yeah,
I would tell anyone to just go and do it, and don't think that you can do it on your own. It's good to be around the right people, the right environment. It's so important. So yeah, just get down and get educated.
I appreciate that. And there's no point trying to reinvent the wheel. You know, if there's a way of doing something, it's like if you want to learn to be an electrician, you're going to go to college and learn how to be an electrician. You're not going to try and figure it out from trial and error. You're going to end up getting an electric shock. And in the same way in property, like you were trying to get rent to rents, before joining the academy, and you kept saying the wrong thing, kept getting no's. It's disheartening, man. Just get the script.
Yeah.
Just keep going. Don't give up.
Ever.
If we gave up, we wouldn't be where we're.
Yeah.
Oh no, you know. Yeah. So we got so many no's, so many estate agents, so many landlords.
Oh, yeah.
Nah, we're friends with a lot of estate agents who pass us the deals.
That's true. Yeah. So success breeds success.
That's it. Yeah. Yeah.
Even just yesterday, we had a message from a landlord, didn't we, saying that he's got HMOs that he's happy to give to us, and we can rent it out room by room.
That's
so
it. Yeah. Go and meet him next week.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So.
First, it's hard. But the more deals you get, the easier it is. And you can also use your first deal as credibility toward the landlords.
Yeah, most definitely.
So, massive thank you for coming down onto the show. I really appreciate it. Guys, you heard it here first. That was Sadie and Lamina. They say themselves, biggest piece of advice, come down to the £1 Property Investors Crash Course. So you know what I'm going to do right now? I'm going to leave a link in the description where you can book a ticket to come and meet with me, spend the full day together learning about property, the Property Investors Crash Course, £1. What are you waiting for? Get booked, and we'll see you next time.